Okay, a story that I really am just in some way just saddened and grossed out to even talk about. So Megan Fox is the recent April cover for Glamour magazine. There's a 15-minute interview done. She sits down with Glamour's Emily Maddock talking about everything from sexism, feminism, her psychological breakdown, her relationship and engagement with fiance Machine Gun Kelly. We've talked about Megan Fox quite a bit here on Trending and the messy divorce she went through and then the new relationship with Machine Gun Kelly. Okay, here's what made me listen to the interview and then I'll share with you a little bit more. But she's talking about someone said, "Is it really true that you drink each other's blood?" And this is in reference to Machine Gun Kelly or her fiance. Listen to this.
I guess drank each other's blood might mislead people, or like people are imagining us with like goblets and we're like Game of Thrones drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops, but yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only. It is used for a reason and it is controlled, where it's like, let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic, where he's willing to just like cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, "Take my soul. Let me bleed on you."
That happens.
It doesn't not happen, let me tell you. Maybe not exactly like that, but a version of that has happened many times.
Are you making my face right now? This is real. Megan Fox actually said this in its associated written words and in the interview with the new April Glamour cover of Megan Fox. What on earth? This is Hollywood today. And what's sad is that Megan Fox shared a lot about mental breakdown, about getting outside. She talks about how she doesn't do drugs, how she doesn't drink alcohol, how she eats healthy, how she sleeps right. She says a lot of things that are good, but she says a lot of really creepy things about spirituality and rituals such as drinking each other's blood. She literally just told us that her fiance and her slit each other's chests and drink a few drops of their blood for, quote, ritual purposes. We're bordering on and probably entering into Satanism. Let me just be clear here for a minute. This is how creepy this is. So while some people will say, "Oh, Megan Fox is so beautiful," and I mean, she is known as one of the most beautiful women in the world, this woman, in a very pornographic, might I add, Glamour cover story for Glamour magazine, and even just her outfit she's wearing, this woman, while saying all the right things about health, is physical health, is seeing all the wrong things about spiritual health. We are body and soul. You can't get rid of the body, you can't get rid of the soul. And our culture today, after having done away with religion and God for a little while, turned to other types of so-called spirituality. And the reality is that I'm sorry to say this is turning a lot of people down a path in a search for some higher power. For some ritualistic purpose, it's turning them to Satan. It's turning them to a profoundly deep level of self-worship in areas such as Hinduism and Buddhism. And it's creepy. If you actually sit down and listen to Megan Fox's story, yes, she was one, like many, to call out the sexual perversion before the Me Too movement was the Me Too movement. And we should have respect that back in 2008 and 2009, she was ridiculed but still spoke up, talking about how she felt rejected because she spoke up and said that if a woman comes on to a film set and says she isn't okay with particular scenes, that she's ridiculed or ignored or no longer given rules. But if a man walks onto a film set and wants to change a scene that he in, people accept and respect that. And that is true. There is sexism going on. There is a rejection of her speaking out, advocating for women. That's a true feminist perspective to have there. But at the same time, Megan Fox contradicts herself, not just in what she wears, but clearly in viewing herself even as a sex icon. But all of this, at the end of the day, comes back to religion. During her interview, and I watched the whole interview with Glamour, she goes on to talk about her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly, and she talks about these spiritual influences, and she talks about him, her fiance Machine Gun Kelly, having a bad spirit over him, and she keeps talking about the importance of needing to feel things. This woman shows us the idealistic attitude of so many, not just young people, but in general, our attitude toward love today. She's in love with the idea of being in love. She had a messy divorce, a scandalous new relationship with Machine Gun Kelly, and then this relationship that is just, it's become something, it's almost as if she's obsessed with it. And it's fascinating because she talks about her children as well in the interview, and she immediately talks about, you know, all this guilt and about being separated from her kids now because, you know, she's divorced from her husband, and she's talking about, you know, not always being able to be around to mother them. And she even says a creepy thing such as, "I cry every new moon about being separated from the kids." And she's not just saying that as acting or as a joke. She's so into this ritualistic, satanic perspective of religion. And it outright may be Satanism itself, or is directing her at least towards self-worship. And isn't that what Satan wants? He wants us to become like gods. He wants us to turn our back on God and worship ourselves. And so as you hear people, especially young people, looking at Megan Fox saying, "Oh my goodness, she is gorgeous. And here she is on the cover of Glamour magazine with this interview." We need to call out the relationship moments. We need to call out the good that she says she doesn't like social media. It's good, not bad, good for people. The people need sleep. People need to not do drugs. People need to not drink. But she's also saying things that are really bad about the soul, the direction of the human person, and therefore ultimately the end of the human person. And that's why we have to talk about it.